talk about, well, and of course this evening, today we've just seen where the Three Waters legislation that was introduced by the previous government, that legislation has been scrapped. So the Three Waters and the all the issue that that and the big issue that 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 lands on the place, well, it goes back to councils, and that's actually what's going to happen. So that's a biggie. That's a biggie for councils around the Motu. So I'm going to talk to someone who knows a bit about this, actually. And Hami Piripi, lovely to have you with us this evening, Hami. Nice to talk to you and at the start of 2024.
Kia ora, Meripika. Nice to talk to you too. Mamihi ki te Motu.
Look, can I just say, did you have a good break over the Christmas New Year?
Yep, a very, very good break. Very restful.
Oh, very restful. Well, that's really good because things certainly hotted up within a short time after Christmas with the call to Ngāruawahia, then to Ratana, and then, of course, up to Waitangi. So, we're in for a challenging year, Hami.
Oh, I think it's very exciting to see everybody come together with a common cause, common understanding. It's really important, the thing that the Ao Māori does unite in our view of things, and so that we can all act in unison and complement each other's actions and activities. That's a necessity, really. We're coming to making the kinds of changes that we want to make, and yeah, but you can see how fickle it all is with the change of government.
Oh, absolutely.
I was one of those Māori who were naive enough to believe that Three Waters was a really important reform around water management, and I spent probably 4 years involved in the consultation process, not being a part of it, but being consulted on it. And I had become convinced that it was the best thing for us to do in terms of how we should manage water for our communities going forward, and for other communities as well. And that whole idea of Te Mana o Te Wai, it was a really, really innovative work, internationally acclaimed innovation in terms of policy and introducing an indigenous paradigm into the contemporary system for management. And yeah, so it was a wasted opportunity from my point of view, but well, there you are. That's how it goes. They can change the goalposts on you just like that.
Well, I'll tell you something, Hami. I think you are very, very right. I think this will come back to bite the ratepayers in the backside. There's no doubt about that in my mind, because we all know that there are councils, there are small councils and even big councils right across the Motu who are struggling with the Three Waters, and that's with their wastewater, with their drinking water and their storm water. And they just haven't kept up with the pipes. They just haven't kept up with the infrastructure. They can't. They've deferred the repairs and maintenance. They haven't kept up with the new infrastructure to cope with the growth and the expansion of their cities. And they are in big, big trouble. And to just say, well, we're going to put it back to the councils who pretty much are broke. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, councils are pretty much broke. And for to do the infrastructure in terms of the Three Waters, and you and I know too that there are additional standards now being imposed by central government on local governments, and they just don't have the financial wherewithal to bring them up to the standard, and also to have the infrastructure fit for purpose. So it will come back to bite the ratepayers on the bum.
Oh, not only that, it's really going 100 miles an hour in the wrong direction. We need to take a collaborative approach that's not based on historic chance, which really has resulted in privilege for a few who have got water rights that others don't have, and it's a whole jigsaw puzzle of water rights around the country. So we're going to go back to that. And the other thing is the councils have actually been compensated for those assets. Mm-hmm. So I presume they're going to be asked to give the money back. And, that is a whole lot of machinations in that.
Well, I think they'll can. I think that central government can whistle for that if they think they're going to get that money back, because that money was put towards usually projects where they had an environmental focus, and they would have been necessary as well, let's face it, and they wouldn't have been able to do those projects had it not been for that. I suppose you could say that incentive that was given to them from the previous government. But the other thing too, it looks to me, Hami, if this government is saying each council can set up a CCO for the specific purpose of managing the infrastructure of Three Waters.
Yeah, that's right. It's setting up a duplication, really. And it's really, I can see the whole thing is designed to exclude us. And that is unbelievable, considering that we are the party with the next most significant interest is us, our communities and our people. Why the hell would we want to be excluded? And then what's more, we didn't call it co-governance, others called it co-governance, but to refuse help in a situation that's dire is tantamount to treason. And not only that, if you wanted an investor or a relationship with someone who was going to invest in your infrastructure, wouldn't you want a relationship with the Tangata Whenua who got multi-million-dollar settlements who actually live there? it's just so ironically illogical, and it's unbelievable how everybody's fallen for that line that we don't want the Maoris involved and it's giving something away, when in actual fact it's adding something to it. And that one day, I guess, as researchers will research in the future, they'll discover that and think, oh, what a wasted opportunity. Because now, the thing is going back in time is that, oh, that's good. We'll go back to the treaty claim business, because I'm heading back to the tribunal. I've already got a claimant for my EBI for customary ownership of water. So I'm going to pursue that now. That's the only course of action that we have left. Is to pursue that option to regain the ability to control water that's running through our communities, and so we're going to have to think independently, innovatively, and not worry too much about the rest of society. I think that's the way I'm reading it, anyway.
Yeah, well, it's certainly going to have implications. There's no doubt about it. And you know, CCOs, well, you know, they've never actually been overly successful, and part of the problem, I think, there. Hami, is that CCOs have people who most of them don't usually have an elected member of their council on the CCO, so they have unelected members who are put there. They're put there as an independent board with their own budget. Of course, there's a letter of intent at the beginning of the year what they're going to do, etc. But by and large, they pretty much run their own ship. And we already see the dissatisfaction that the Auckland mayor, Wayne Brown, has had with some of his CCOs. Yeah. And in some instances, I think he's quite right. And the other thing too, which I believe that because infrastructure is a big part of the mahi of local authorities. So if you move that off to a CCO, the economic development area of councils now is usually under a CCO as well. And there are other bits of council operations that are done by a CCO. It really brings into question, and this may be the ultimate aim of central government, it really just brings into question then, what is the long-term future of local government in this country?
They're always broke.
Yeah, aye.
Yeah.
Well, they are.
Nature of the circumstances, eh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I know, and I hear people so often say, Hami, well, you know, why don't they stick to the rubbish rates and rubbish rates and rats or something like that, and stick to their knitting in terms of the use of council money. But, you know, it is nice to have public artworks, and it is nice to have green spaces, and it's not just about always rubbish and rates and rats and things like that. People want a lovely environment. To live and to live in and to call their city or to call their community. But of course, usually a lot of retirees are on a fixed income, and they absolutely hate the fact that it could be sometimes a 6 or 7% rate increase, and that's annually because they're living on a fixed income. And so they tend to be the ones that jump up and down and, you know, raise Mary Hill when there is the prospect of a rates increase. But they're not the only ones that live in, they're not the only ones that live in cities. There are families who may not be house owners, homeowners, but they certainly pay through the rents that they pay to somebody, and they live in that city, and their children go to school in that city, and their husbands and wives work in the city or the communities as well. So why shouldn't a city reflect some of their you know, some of their wishes and their aspirations? And and it shouldn't just be left to those who in the past have felt that they are entitled, that they were entitled not only to have their say, but to ensure that what they said actually did happen and was supported by the elected councillors. And as you know, you and I know, that councillors always want to be re-elected, and so they don't make waves. And that is what I don't like too much about local authorities.
A controlled environment.
That's right. So how's your council?
Well, we got a Māori mayor, you know, Moho Tipuni, and he's a very, very good mayor. So, and I think that our European population are liking him a lot, and he may get in again next year, and that'd be a real first when the Pākehā start voting for us, and say, hey, what a good job he's doing. And but as a council, they get the same problems that any other council faces. So much to do and so little money to do it with. And you know, I really feel for every council, really, and they really need some collaboration from others in our society that can afford to collaborate.
I think there might be an opportunity at some stage, maybe for some councils in a regional sense to merge. And I mean, of course, because there is duplication. But the other thing too, Hami, and I don't believe people realize this, that some of our highly qualified, you know, waste management engineers, water engineers, and they're getting older. A lot of them are getting older. And near retirement age, or coming up in the next 10 years to retirement age. And it just, and we've got 74 local territory authorities in New Zealand. And so we just don't have sufficient engineers, certainly within the big cities, and who know enough about the, you know, the wastewater treat or the infrastructure and everything else like that. We don't have enough to go around.
And that shows you, yeah, you know, they could have invested in us, the New Zealand society, but they didn't want to invest in us. We're still lounging around in the eddies of the fringes of society. We could have been those people.
Yeah. Well, it does seem such a shame, doesn't it, that we think small, we think short term, and sometimes we. And particularly our elected members, and I think this is central government as well as local government, I think sometimes we get spooked by the thought, oh, we could get put out if we are central government, then as the political party we could get knocked out, as we've just seen. Or in local government, well, after I've done my term for 3 years, I could get booted out. And so really sometimes you have to question why some people stand for public office. But, so we've certainly got, we've certainly got a year ahead of us. I think it's about the 10th of March when the government's first 100 days will be up.
feels like we're in Gaza.
Oh, yeah, well, tell me about that. I mean... I just, in this day and age, to see that sort of killing going on, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And it's so sad. And 50% of the children, 50% of the Palestinian citizens who've been killed have been children. Yeah. And I just can't believe it.
Yeah.
You have to ask yourself, Hami, what's the world coming to when the rest of the world doesn't rise up and say this stops, and it stops now.
Yeah, okay.
But so and on for your work on your work plate this year, Harmy, what's happening there?
Well, we're working on the spectrum allocation stuff, and but other than that, not doing too much really. I'm pottering around at home a lot, waiting for this government to decide what it wants to do and whether I'm the right person to help them do it or not. And yeah, we'll sort of wait and see.
Harmy, what can I just ask? You would have been, were you at the leaders iwi leaders forum at Waitangi when the PM was there? How did that go?
Went very well. I wasn't actually there. I zoomed and streamed in, but I couldn't get there this year. But it went very, very well. It was a very free and frank exchange, and it contained a little bit of humour, and so. Yeah, I thought it went really well. It really broke the ice.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, good, good.
And then, better and better, yeah?
Well, I'd like to think that, you know, we all, at the end of the day, we've got to work with the government, of whatever colour and hue. So, we have to work with them. And most of us want the best for our country, for Aotearoa. We want the best for our citizens. And so if we can have any influence, but I think sometimes when I hear some of the rhetoric coming out from the current government, I just think, I hope they consult wisely and with the people who are actually on the ground more too, Harmy, so that who will be able to say to them that there's an opportunity for us to do better, for the government to do better, and here's some new thinking that could be applied.
Yeah.
Well, if we don't think differently, Harmy, we'll still get the same old.
Yeah, we've got to be more nimble, agile. Yeah.
that's the word for it. But I think you're right. When we started, we were talking there, Harmy, and I think you're quite right. I do think that whether he knows it or not, David Seymour has actually united the tribes from throughout the Mutu, and that unity will stand us in good stead, I think, over the next few years, because if We saw what the coalition partners were expecting of the government or of the National Party before the election, and of course during the negotiations, and the coalition partners ACT and New Zealand First have got what they wanted in some areas, so we have to be united and pushing back in some of those spaces.
Yeah, that's true, but we can't be all pushing back all the time. We had to be united in a positive sense as well. So the one good thing from my point of view is that I've seen another rise in the consciousness of our young people who are much, much more aware and learned about history and different things. And so they're engaged much more intellectually in the debates. And I'm really, really impressed with the development of our young people in terms of where they're going, where they're taking us. Yeah. Mm.
Well, that's what I noticed up at Waitangi. I mean, obviously they are the Kohangareo generation that are coming through. I mean, not only, but there were certainly, they are the ones that I see now standing to speak, and you would have seen them, ones speaking on the Paepae. A lot of them are younger, and they have no identity crisis at all. They're absolutely at home with their reo, they're at home with their tikanga, at home on the marae. They're being coached and being encouraged to move onto the Paepae to start their speaking roles. And, I tell you something, Harmy, I thought New Zealand, Aotearoa, it will be in good hands in terms of leadership in the next 30 to 40 years, if not earlier. And that leadership will be predominantly Māori.
Well, yes, that's what we're hoping, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, we certainly are. Look, Harmy, it's been good talking.
We've got so much to contribute.
Pardon?
We've got so much to contribute.
Absolutely, we have. Absolutely, we have. And I've been with a group of people in the last week, and I just look at them and I just think, oh my goodness. And many of them are young people, young parents as well, and just on their own journey. But they're just, you know, they just see so much potential. In the tamariki, they see so much potential in the rangatahi. They see so much potential in Aotearoa itself, and they're going to step up and make their contribution. So no, all is well. And for those who feel anxious, well, I always say, Hami, get over yourself or just retire and get out of the way, and get out of the way for those that can and want to do the job.